Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We bring the boom to you. Grab your phone, Elliot.
So download this one on Spotify.
Put this to get me ready for boxing class.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
I like you guys got the dance down.
Yes.
Here we go. Yeah.
There you go. And then you get this one. About a quarter past three. There we go.
Told you guys it's a banger.
It is a banger.
Pretend all you want it's not, but song of the summer.
The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Actually, Jack just put up a new one. I have to find my phone so I can see the results. Twitter question sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, you're going to love this one, Elliot, is, hold on.
Is this about me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure the results are.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks has signed up for boxing classes. Do you think you could beat him in a fight?
Is there votes in at this
yes,
point?
Yes, right.
I don't know, 99% yes?
95%.
There we go.
So there are 5% of the people that think
well,
you can.
Well, to be clear, I agree, but that's why I'm taking the classes.
Right.
Right. So we'll see at the end of the classes how I'm feeling.
So you've been a big Nick guy, maybe the biggest Nick Sirianni guy.
Yeah.
It was a huge win on Sunday, and I don't think anyone saw a blowout coming aside from Tommy from down the shore.
Yeah, I did guarantee a win.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Brandon Graham spoke about this. This is from this morning with the WIP Morning Show. Spoke about the team rallying around Nick. Do you think this is something they can carry with them? I guess my biggest point, I agree with him, and I think they did. I thought they responded really well. I think the question is you have the juice off of last week, and they're not getting that juice this week. Do you think that's something they can carry forward?
I do. I don't know if the us against them thing is a positive, like, good thing to carry all season. I think eventually they need to find other ways to motivate themselves. But I do think one thing with this team that we probably have not given them enough credit for, and I think Nick deserves a lot of credit for this, as do other leaders on the team. But they are a far more resilient group than I think we viewed them as, right? So to be 4-2 after these first six games, I think is a good outcome. Like, this team is not 3-3. They're not 2-4. They missed the best player on the team for half of these games. They missed arguably the three best players on the team for one of the games. They had to travel like 5,000 miles to Brazil. The Saints don't look good now, but that was a tough game at the time. It definitely was. And last year, when this team got punched in the mouth by, not Buffalo, by San Francisco and Dallas, they had no counterpunch. They just folded, right? And they didn't suffer that type of punch. But the Tampa Bay one, I mean, it was an embarrassing moment for this team.
Oh, yeah.
And so to come out and not dominate the Browns by any stretch, but to come out and win the next two, I do think there's a resiliency there that I think Nick deserves some credit for. If we're going to say he's the culture builder.
And he is.
The culture seems really good down there. Right now, at least.
I mean,
obviously,
listen,
things can change.
And winning helps those things. But I've been saying this. There is something to finding a common sort of factor that you want to use as a motivating thing and saying, okay, this is what they feel, then let's go prove them wrong. I agree. Not something you
want
to carry around all year long because it's just that you...
It's not healthy.
Yeah, it's not healthy. And quite frankly, be mad at yourselves for not playing well. Don't be mad at people for not making excuses for you not playing well. Be mad at yourselves. If you want to change the narrative, then change the results on the field and do that by doing it on the field, not by bickering with media and back and forth on Twitter and all that stuff. And that's where he, for me, had crossed the line, and I'm glad he pulled it back. Because he was not being a good example setter for them. And the fact that he addressed it with the team and apologized, and I'm sure the higher-ups addressed it with him, and they needed to let him know, no, this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. You doing this stuff will lead to our players behaving this way in some form or fashion, and how are you going to tell them not to do it when you're doing it? So to pull it back and at least get back to focusing on football and trying to change the results on the field. Listen, you can ride this little us against them wave for a few weeks or what have you, but you know what happens? Good habits start to set in. Good practice habits start to set in. Good studying habits start to set in. And you start to translate that from in the classroom, on the practice field, to on game day, and you're getting results. And now you're not focusing on that. We're not focusing on that. We're not asking every player, do you like your coach? Mm-hmm. All right, we're not doing all that stuff. That stuff that they got irritated by earlier, once they change those things, then we'll change, and then they can get back to playing football. And so to me, after that Tampa game, I mean, after the Tampa week, and then after the Cleveland game, was a pivotal part for Nick Sirianni and this team. And he seemed to regroup, pull everything together, and he's galvanized the locker room for right now, including, and most importantly, the quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and so I also think that I agree with all that from a culture perspective. But I think, too, we should give the coaching staff some credit. And it starts with Jalen. Jalen's been smarter with the football the last 2 weeks. He looks like training camp Jalen, being smart with the football. Mm-hmm. But we should also point out that in Nick's time as head coach, when they've had problems, for the most part, he's fixed them. Like, when the first year he was here, they couldn't run that pick play without getting flagged. Remember, they had, like, four touchdowns. Yep. Mm-hmm. Then now they run it really well. The second year, there was penalties early on. Remember? Like, the turnover thing, Jalen deserves the top billing for it. But the coaching staff also deserves credit from taking a quarterback that was leading the league in turnover-worthy plays to not having a single one the last 2 weeks. Like, there is coaching involved in that. There's scheme involved in that. There's play calls involved in that. And I think they deserve credit for what looks like fixing a problem that we all agree was a big one.
Hold on. Let me just go cut straight to the chase on that. You know what's involved in that? Accountability. Forget about that coaching and scheme. And Jalen's not stupid. He's gone through a season where he did not turn the ball over, where he wasn't careless with the ball. He was doing reckless things with the football. And when you're a coach, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it. So if you don't address him about that stuff, you make excuses for it, then it's never going to change. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give them credit, whoever it was, whether it was Nick, whether it was Doug Neusmeyer, whether it was Kellen Moore, I don't care who it was. They got to him and said, bruh, this ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. You being reckless with the football is not going to work if we want to win football games. This has to stop. Be smarter, take care of the ball, and we'll win games. And the two hands on the ball, all that stuff, Jalen has been through all this stuff. It's when you get careless with the ball, and you get careless with the football when you feel there are no repercussions for your actions. We saw this with Carson. Like, that's what happens when they give you the big check, they give you the money, and everybody's kissing your butt mm-hmm. and telling you you're the man and don't tell you when you're wrong. All you do is enable players to continue to practice bad habits and do things the wrong way. But when you challenge them and you correct them, and he has to be held accountable by his teammates, his peers, and his coaches, it's going to be important enough for him to change those things. So that's why I give him credit for, is that it was important enough for him that he needed to change that.
I agree. And the other thing that they've done is say, look, maybe you shouldn't be throwing the ball 30 times
a game. That's the other part. You know, that's where the coaching comes in for me.
Yeah, and now look, and we'll talk about this in a second, how long they can keep that up.
Right.
You know, 13 attempts a game or 14 that's not realistic.
Especially not this week.
Yeah, so we'll actually talk about the offense right after Ike tells you about where to get a car.
Let me get you an Acura.
Speaking of cars.
What type of car were you talking about when you were trying to compare Joel Embiid?
Yeah. talking about Acura.
MDX, yeah. Okay, there we go. All right, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second at Elite Acura during the Elite Fall for All event. Now, they're rolling into fall with these unbelievable savings on their selection of over 175 new Acuras. You can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month. But that's not all. They're taking it to the next level with a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer on top. You also can lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Elite Fall for All event going on right now at Elite Acura. Make sure you head over to Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Mike sent you, or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
Yeah. I'm going to this call here because we only have Elliot till 4, and okay. Rick in Easton says he wants to make a bet with Elliot.
I wonder what this is about.
So I need to know what this bet is.
Oh, I can't believe I actually got on him. My name's not Chuck from Mount Airy. Okay.
All right.
Just fine.
Speaking of boxing, yeah.
We talked before.
Yeah, I remember it, Rick.
I will make you a wager right now, my friend, and I will take you and your wife's significant other out to dinner for 12 months if the Eagles go to Cincinnati and beat Cincinnati. You on?
I don't think they're going to win the game. So we can still get dinner if you want, but
and they can't win the game.
No, I think it's an acceptable loss. Like, I think it's okay to go there and lose. As long as they compete, I think that's a good week for them.
Acceptable loss?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick, doesn't look like you're going to get your bet. Also, he would have to go to dinner with you for a year.
Every month.
Yeah.
For 12 months of dinner. That's
There's Rick again.
Maybe it's, yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, honey, we got to go to dinner with Rick.
Dinner with you, Rick. No offense. I got a good feeling about this game this week.
Really?
Wow, picking against your team.
Well, my team is here. I got you, my AFC team.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Your AFC team. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What'd you say, Rick?
Ike and I have talked before because Ike sat in our club section seat for a quarter, and I'm the wrestling official that has a lot of admiration for Ohio wrestling and Ohio sports. But all kidding aside, I do think the Eagles can win with their schedule 10 or 11 games. I think they split with Washington. I think they beat the Giants again. They split with the Cowboys. And they have a schedule where they can win 10 or 11 games. They're just not beating Cincinnati Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's a tough spot.
It's certainly a
– Is it really?
Well, the Bengals are at home and have put themselves
and
in
they really
a,
need the game.
Yeah. The Eagles don't need it.
Like, they don't need it.
What do you mean the Eagles don't need it? Eagles do need it.
I don't think so.
Well, I do. I do think they need it. Doesn't mean they're going to win just because they need it. And I'm not saying the game's going to be easy. But I'm also not looking at this game, and we'll get into it as we go through the week. This isn't a no-doubt loss for the Eagles. The Bengals – the offense has flashy names. They have flashy names. But the two teams we just played, they also held the Bengals to two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams, the Giants and the Browns.
Bengals defense isn't good either.
And the Bengals defense isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is if we can go on the road, take care of the football, and if the defense just keeps getting a little better each week, I don't expect us to hold the Bengals without a touchdown. But – and we can keep this game in the low 20s. I think the Eagles got a chance to score 24 in Cincinnati, 24
that's
27
what I was
points.
If you can hold them, the goal is to hold them to less than 24.
Yeah.
I think that
less
that
than
would
24,
be it.
I think we got a good chance.
I think they could win the game, to be clear.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going to pick them. I just don't think this is
you're not
a game.
Expecting to
if
win.
They lose, I'm not going to go, oh, my God, these last 2 weeks mean nothing. They're back to they used to be. Like, you can go to Cincinnati.
Unless
play
they get clobbered.
And if they get clobbered, that wouldn't be good. I agree.
Yeah.
But if they go there and they're competitive and they lose, like, I don't know, 30-27, Jalen takes care of the ball, like, it's not the end of the world. They have the Jaguars next week. They have an easy schedule.
I got a little Washington, we play November 14th. We know that's going to be a big game.
Yep.
Big NFC East showdown. And we can get through that Thursday night game at 7-3.
It puts them in a good spot.
Puts us in a good
especially
spot.
Especially with
so
all the home games.
So we can go 3-1 over these next four games. Dallas is on the brink. Mike called this early. I thought he was crazy. He called it early. He didn't say they weren't going to make the playoffs or they weren't going to win the Super Bowl. He said implosion. He said bad season. That's where they're headed. They are headed there. Their next few weeks are going to be tough. By the time we go to Dallas to play, they may have already thrown the towel in on their season.
Yeah, going to Dallas is still tough for me.
All I'm saying is that it won't be as difficult.
Yeah,
if they don't have anything to play for and they're pointing fingers at each other.
It's possible if they keep going the way that it looks like they're going, it seems like they could be.
I do think, too, that this past week was the first time I felt there was special potential. You're right. Like, they probably won't win 12 games. But 3 weeks ago, I mean, I thought they were average. Like, best case average.
Special.
Not just.
I ain't going special
well,
yet.
Well, I just think the.
Easy
the,
killer.
Hold on. The vibes are changing around the team.
I agree.
Like, they won by 25. You see, you know, pictures of Jalen smiled everyone in the locker room. Everyone's rallying around Nick. Nick's talking in the locker room about getting his mojo back. We do the players' lounge with players. They seem to really be in on what. Now, you have to go out and prove it.
They have to win.
But it's been a long. I mean, they haven't even won back to back games in a year. So like they are actually finally, it feels like, starting to get out of this rut they're in.
So I want to get to the offense thing because we only have 5 minutes left with you. So Nick Sirianni was on with the WIP Morning Show today, and John Ritchie had this conversation with him. So I
little too much emotion out of Nick. You should probably pull that in. Yeah.
Wow,
doing good over the last week, man. Yeah. He's been keeping his emotions in check.
Well, by the way, I thought that whole thing happening to Nick was good for Nick too.
I agree.
It set a here's the line, man.
Yep.
You know, we want you to be excited, and he said it's a learning process for him. And the one thing I will give him credit for is he does seem possibly capable of introspection, which the New York coach who we were fighting about yesterday does not seem capable of.
Right.
Which is a good human quality to have.
You want
a good
my Dable take? Or no,
I'm
kidding.
Neither one of us. No.
So I keep thinking about this with the Eagles, in that we played a running team. In the Saints, and the Saints were running all over everybody, scoring a bunch of points. And we said, all right, well, we're going to put six guys on the line of scrimmage, and we're not going to let you run, and we're going to dare your quarterback to beat us. And he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so saying you're a running team is cool, and it's a way to structure, you know, way to think about it and have an identity, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. But the big question is going to be, now that you've said it and you've done it, when other teams just because when other teams can just decide that Saquon's not going to run, it's what Cleveland did to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
It's this Jalen's going to have to take a step into making plays, and I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl yet, but you're not getting through the playoffs with. You're just running the ball 50 times a game.
I mean, they found that out in 2021.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to do. So we're gonna have to see. And he's gonna. And we said yesterday, look, this is a good reset point for Jalen, but this can't be the be all end all of what they expect to do
so
with Jalen.
I think if Jalen plays the exact same game he has the last 2 weeks, they will be a playoff team and probably have a home playoff game. But they will not go to the Super Bowl with the way Jalen is playing currently. But the thing I would say is, I would encourage Jalen, if I was a coaching staff, to keep playing this way for now. I don't think you want to sit in these meetings and go, you know what? We can't win in January like this, so we got to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
I do think Jalen has developed some good habits the last few weeks, taking care of the ball. And I'll ride with that for a month and have him be that guy. And then come December, you just got to hope when you're playing these great teams, he makes big plays. Like, that's really it. I don't think they can change the philosophy of the team because that's how you win in the playoffs.
Well, but I don't even think that's the thing. I think the other teams are going to make that decision for you.
Sure.
The other teams are going to come in with a game plan.
Eventually, and I agree. I actually agree with both of you. I would stick with it until the team forces me to change it up. And when they do, and they will, Jalen has to make throws.
Yeah.
He still has to be smart with the football, and he has to take advantage of it. If Cleveland's going to do what they did, I'm okay with Jalen throwing for two touchdowns and 264 yards and no interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he did against Cleveland when they took away Saquon. So he was able to throw the ball on the outside and make some plays. That's what he has to do. He has to be patient. More importantly, the coaches have to be patient because part of this is them. you know, Kellen Moore or something. These guys, they get bored with just running the ball. They want to throw it. They got all these weapons, so they want to throw it. So sometimes you got to be patient and not force things. It'll come. The passing game will open up for them. But I think if you come out like they did Sunday, I give them credit for changing midstream. They came out wanting to throw the ball. We got sacked like four times within the first three series.
Yeah, Fred Johnson's a problem.
Yeah, and so then they decided, let's go to the run game and stick with the run game. It's okay to run the football. That's why you gave this dude $30 million.
Well, and Fred Johnson
let him run the ball.
Yeah. Fred Johnson got beat. It was on Jalen a little bit, too, holding the ball the way he did.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the real thing is going to be him finding the balance between protecting but also being aggressive.
Yep.
Because I think he's less aggressive now because he's concentrating on not turning the ball over. Quarterbacks are going to throw interceptions. Yep. It's okay to throw one, but the decisions he was making previously were dangerous, bad decisions.
I agree with you. One interesting stat, though. Over the last 2 weeks, there's only three quarterbacks in the NFL that have no turnover-worthy plays and two-plus big-time throws, which is how Pro Football grades like a special throw, and he's one of them. So I do think while he has to do more of it, he has done a decent job. I mean, he's had big throws and big, you know, to AJ and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's being ultra conservative, but I ultimately agree with you. You're not going to outduel the Lions in Detroit like this.
No.
Like, you're not going to win the
Minnesota,
game.
Yeah, you're not beating teams like that. Green Bay, you beat them early, and look what you had to do against them.
Right.
Win that game against Green Bay.
Green Bay's starting to look a little terrifying.
They're much better now than they were.
The only way you win as a running team is if you have an outstanding defense and a quarterback that won't turn it over. And I don't think they have either of those two things.
No, they don't have. Their defense certainly looks better than we thought they were going to look.
Yeah.
But not that level of defense. All right. Thank you, Elliot.
Fun times.
Great appearance as always. Are you willing to fight listeners in your boxing class?
I might have to get Chuck from Mount Airy to coach me, too.
Oh.
I feel like he would, you know.
Coach you.
Yes. Yeah, no, not fight
me. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He'd be a good guy in your corner.
He would.
But he'd also
be in my corner. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've seen him, yeah.
I could imagine Chuck going, throw in the damn towel!
Yeah, I can also imagine that. I don't think Chuck would love my boxing style either. I don't think he would leave impressed from me in the ring, yeah.
All right, so Jordan Mailata will join us next, and we could find out how Jordan is doing, how that hamstring's doing. Also, if he noticed anything watching the game on TV rather than actually being in the game, I think it would probably give you a little bit of a different perspective. So we'll get Jordan's take on the offense and see how he's doing physically next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.